Page 30, Chapter Review. Summary. The first chapter of this book has described for you fun ways to learn about your state's history and heritage by attending fairs and festivals and visiting historic sites. Festivals often celebrate an event or an activity for which a town or city is famous. This chapter taught you that county fairs and the state fair were started as ways for farmers to show off their animals and crops and have the chance to see new farm methods, machinery, and animal breeds. Those are still the main reasons for the fairs. Now that more Missourians live in cities than on farms, the fairs also offer events and activities that appeal to non-farmers. You also read that Missouri's beauty and natural resources attract many visitors to enjoy our lakes, streams, hiking trails, and other recreational opportunities. This chapter also told of the many sports activities available to Missourians on the professional and non-professional amateur level. You read that you can be a participant and a spectator in many of these sports. Remember, use the following words to complete the sentences: architecture, glades, hatcheries, heritage, immigrants, livestock, pioneers. Number one, blank took wagon trains west over the Santa Fe, California, and Oregon trails. Number two, Mayfest, May Festival, and Oktoberfest, October Festival, are examples of Missouri's German blank. Number three, many of Missouri's fairs feature blank, which have been raised by young people across the state. Number four, the Adair County Courthouse in Kirksville is an example of a style of blank used during a certain period in history. Number five, in Herman, you can see homes that were built by German blank. Number six, Missouri's natural resources include lakes and streams, forests and blank. Number seven, Missouri's blank restock many of the lakes and streams which attract people who like to fish. Page 31. Understand. Answer the following questions with complete sentences. Number one, when and where was the first county fair held in Missouri? Number two, what types of things are featured at most Missouri fairs? Number three, what are two things the U.S. Department of the Interior does to help preserve our history? Number four, why are prehistoric archaeological sites placed on the historic register? Number five, list at least two reasons why places are placed on the national or state historic register. Number six, why is there an argument over where Daniel Boone is buried? Number seven, what types of recreation are offered in Missouri? Think about it. Number one, why do you think Missouri has so many festivals and fairs? Number two, why do you think it is important to preserve places for future generations? Write about it. Write a short paragraph describing a typical day at the Missouri State Fair. Include activities and events you would take part in or watch, sites you would visit, and foods you might try. Use the internet. Number one, learn more about baseball by logging on to the National Baseball Hall of Fame website at www.baseballhalloffame.org or the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum at www.nlbm.com. Share 5 interesting facts with your classmates. Number 2. Visit www.mohistory.org/fair/wf/html/index_flash.html to learn more about the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. What events and activities would you have participated in if you had attended? Work together. Number 1. With a partner or in a small group, choose your favorite sport. Make a list of at least 5 reasons you like the sport you chose. Number 2. With a partner, make a list of the sports in which people participate. Survey your classmates to see which their favorites are. Make a pictograph showing your results. Special Section, Missouri's State Symbols. If you were to visit the Capitol in Jefferson City, one thing you might notice is the flags flying outside. One is the American flag, the familiar red and white stripes with white stars on a field of blue in one corner. The other is our state flag. Look around the square in front of the Capitol and you will see that flag flying in front of several buildings: the Truman State Office Building, the Department of Transportation, the State Supreme Court, the Governor's Mansion, and the Department of Natural Resources. The state flag is a symbol that tells you those buildings are state office buildings. The state flag is just one of nearly 2 dozen symbols that represent our state. A symbol is something that stands for something else. State flag. Many flags have flown over Missouri in its history, but it wasn't until 1913 that the state had its own flag. Marie Elizabeth Watkins, the wife of a state senator, designed it. The flag is divided into 3 equal horizontal bars, red on top, white in the middle, and blue on the bottom. The colors repeat those found in the American flag. Those colors are also borrowed from other flags that have flown over our state. The blue is from the French flag, the red from the Spanish flag, and the white is from both of the flags, each of which flew over Missouri before it became part of the United States. In the center is the state seal surrounded by 24 stars. State seal. Perhaps no symbol tells us more about Missouri than the state seal. It is filled with symbols, including 24 stars that tell us Missouri was the 24th state admitted to the Union. Grizzly bears in the seal stand for strength and bravery. The Roman numerals MDCCCXX stand for the year 1820, the year Missouri applied for statehood. Other symbols in the seal include the state motto, the Eagle coat of arms, the motto of the United States, and several other symbols that are borrowed from the days of knights and kings and queens. The crescent moon, for example, represents a hope that the state will grow just as the moon does, from crescent to full moon. The state seal is used on all official documents and licenses and appears on state buildings. A large bronze seal is on the floor of the Capitol, directly beneath the dome. State motto. Carved above the front doors of the Capitol are the Latin words, Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. In English, these words mean, "The welfare of the people shall be the supreme law." In other words, our state's laws should make life better for Missourians. State nickname. Missouri has been called many things, including the Cave State because of its many caves, and the land where the rivers run because of its many rivers. Its most often used nickname, and the one that appears on our license plates, is the Show Me State. There are many stories about how the state got that nickname. The most commonly told story is that a congressman from Missouri told a crowd during a speech that fancy words couldn't impress or convince him, explaining, "I am from Missouri, and you'll have to show me." Page 34. State song, folk dance, musical instrument. Missouri's state song, the Missouri Waltz, was written by J. R. Shannon with music by John V. Eppel in 1914. It did not become popular until 1945, when Harry S. Truman became President of the United States. The General Assembly named it the state song in 1949. The square dance is Missouri's state American folk dance. The square dance has been popular since pioneer times, and there are square dance clubs all over Missouri. An instrument commonly found at square dances is the fiddle, the state musical instrument. State mineral, rock. The state mineral is galena, a dark gray mineral that breaks into shiny cubes. It is valuable because it contains lead. Large deposits of galena mined in eastern and southwestern Missouri have helped to make our state one of the world's leading lead producers. The state rock is mozarkite, a mineral found in Benton County. It comes in many colors, the most common being red, green, and purple. It can be cut and polished to make beautiful jewelry. Symbols that grow here. Some symbols of Missouri are those that are found growing here. Our state tree is the flowering dogwood, whose white sepals bloom in early spring and can be seen deep in the woods or in our yards. A sepal is something like a leaf that protects the flower of a tree or plant. The state flower is the white hawthorn, a member of the rose family. The hawthorn is often found growing wild along fence rows. The eastern walnut is the state tree nut, and the Norton Cynthiana is the state grape. Walnut trees are found growing all over the state. Norton Cynthiana grapes are among some of the oldest varieties of grapes in the United States. They are used to make wine. Page 35. Symbols that live here. The eastern bluebird is the state bird. It lives in rural areas, building its nests in holes found in poles and small trees, or in specially designed bluebird houses mounted on fence posts. It is considered a symbol of happiness. The state animal is the Missouri mule. It is an especially strong animal used in farming, to pull heavy loads, and for riding. It was important in helping early settlers and farmers in Missouri. The Missouri fox trotting horse is the state horse. It was bred by early settlers in the Ozarks and was good at climbing the steep, narrow paths of the rugged hills. The honeybee is the state insect. It is valuable not only for making honey, but for pollinating Missouri food crops. The state fish is the channel catfish, found in Missouri's rivers and a favorite dish at fish fries. Another fish, the paddlefish, is Missouri's state aquatic animal. It is found in rivers and looks much like it did in prehistoric times. The American bullfrog is the state amphibian. The bullfrog's deep-throated call is a familiar sound in spring. The bullfrog is one of two state symbols pushed by Missouri schoolchildren. The other is the crinoid, a sea animal that buries its tail in the sea floor and then collects tiny food particles from the passing currents. It looks like a plant and is sometimes called a sea lily. It is the state fossil because it last lived here when an ocean covered Missouri 500 million years ago. Another prehistoric resident of Missouri, the duck-billed dinosaur, is the state dinosaur. Fossil remains of this plant-eating dinosaur have been found near Glen Allen. Missouri Day. Ever since 1915, the third Wednesday in October has been Missouri Day. Maybe your school has a celebration on that day to remember our state's history, to learn about its people and places, and to celebrate the achievements of all Missourians. If your school doesn't have a celebration, maybe a class project might be to start an annual Missouri Day.